feeling any less sound. I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, would throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people say, oh my God, it stopped, she's dead enough. No point in us remaining, may as well go home as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to wait and do the role I was about to play. But as it to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God and His mercy, if He really does exist. Why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Looking back over the years and whatever else that appears, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever left had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, the words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally, alone again, naturally.